dbkmediaservices.com.
Welcome to Experiencing Benton County, the podcast about the places to go and the things to do throughout our county. Now, here are your hosts, Bruce Knox and Marketing Director Brandy Betts.
Well, welcome in, everybody, to episode 36 of Experiencing Benton County. I am one of your hosts, Bruce Knox, and with me I have our other host, and that is, of course, our Marketing Director, Brandy Betts. Brandy, welcome in.
Thanks, Bruce.
Good to be here, is it?
It is always good to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be anywhere today. We're recording, I guess it's on Monday, the 22nd of October, and it is beautiful in southeastern Ohio. And this is the time of year when it really is very, very active in this area, is it not?
This is probably the busiest time of year. You know, the sky tends to be blue and cloud free, and we have the fall foliage turning. It's just gorgeous, so we take advantage of this weather.
Sure do, and we're going to do so this coming weekend. Why don't you tell us what's going on this weekend?
This weekend, we have a big event happening over at Lake Hope State Park. It's called Roar Day, and that is the abbreviation for Rural Ohio Appalachia Revisited. The day is all about celebrating the things that are good about Appalachian culture through our food, through our music, our crafts, traditional skills. And the neat thing is the event is free, so you can bring your family for the day and learn about all kinds of things and have a good time. No charge.
And that is taking place Saturday, and the date is the 27th. And what about the time of the day that this takes place?
Well, the main events happen from 10 to 4. Mm-hmm. We also have some things going on a little later in the evening that are more Halloween-oriented.
Okay, and we'll talk about those in a little bit. So Saturday morning, let's say, in, at 10 o'clock in the morning, it's going to take place in and around Lake Hope. So where exactly within the park, and maybe even outside the park, I guess you could consider, are things going to be taking place?
We have things happening all over the park. There will be activities at the shelter house, mm-hmm. at the beach area, at the nature center, the lodge area, and over at the Old Hope School.
Okay. And the Old Hope School is just like you're going to the park and take a right off of
278.
270. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And there will be signs directing you to all of the sites, okay. and also people handing out maps so you won't get lost.
All right. And pick up a map at any one of the venues, probably, can't you?
That's right. There will be people passing them out. We'll have them at vendor tables. And I also have some here at the visitor center. So if folks wanted to pick one up this week prior to the event, they can certainly do that.
Okay. So things that are good about Appalachian culture, how would you showcase those in say, the different venues?
Oh, gosh. The list is almost too long to talk about. One of the things that most people come for is the crafters. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of really talented people who live in Benton County and all over southeastern Ohio. We have people who we actually require that they make something. If they're going to come and sell their wares, they have to be able to show us what they do or be able to talk about what they do. And it has to be a traditional art or craft. So we have a corn husk doll maker. We have someone who does stone carvings. We have people who paint. We have wood carvers. We have candle makers, basket makers. There's flint knapping. Gosh, there's someone who does spinning and a couple of people who do woodworking, wheat weaving, crocheting. There's a guy who makes primitive tools. There's another guy who will be with us for the first year who makes musical instruments, stringed instruments like guitars and mandolins.
So the idea is that they may be, or we encourage them to do their craft while they're there. Is that correct? Not just set up?
That's right. When you walk up, you'll see Don Acord making a corn husk doll right before your eyes. There's a man named Emmett Joy, mm-hmm. who is local. Lots of folks know Emmett. He's been carving wood for a long time, and he actually will sit there and make what he calls 3-minute owls. And they're just these little wooden owls that take him 3 minutes to make, and he passes them out to all the kids. So, and he's able to talk about how he does what he does and the types of tools he uses.
Let me ask you, I mean, so they've got their crafts on display. They're also making their crafts or you know, executing. Are they also selling their craft?
Most of them will be selling something. Okay. We have a few folks who don't actually sell anything. They just come and demonstrate what they do. But for the most part, they're selling. And you can buy food items, too, to take home with you. So we have a lady who does jams and jellies. Chris Hayden, a local lady, will be there with her sugar cookies and her Buckeyes. And I think Chris makes the best Buckeyes ever. So
I can attest to that. I agree.
Yeah, I'll be stocking up on those.
Okay. So in and around, I mean, are the crafts dispersed all through these venues? Is that the idea?
Yeah, we don't want to pile everything up in one location. Mm-hmm. So we try to spread folks out. And so there will be crafts available at the lodge area, at the shelter house, and at the Hope School. There may be a few crafts over at the Nature Center as well. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. All right. So we've got lots of things going on, lots of places, and I can attest, I went last year. I got to admit that was one of the, it wasn't the first year I went, but it was one of the most recent years, and I really enjoyed seeing all these things taking place, and you could, I won't say you can participate in everything, but there was a lot to do besides just going and doing shopping, which is not necessarily one of my best things to do. But I really enjoy myself.
There's a lot of hands-on activity. You know, there will be someone there making apple butter, and I think we have someone doing apple cider, and that's all going to be interactive. There's a guy with a crosscut saw, the old-fashioned two-person saw that you use, and he actually sets up logs, and anyone of any age, any skill level can come and cut a piece off the log.
And I was just going to ask if you know, can I bring my kids? Is this something for adults only, or is there kid content to this as well?
There is a lot of kid content. This is the kind of event that I really love to have here, because you can be, you know, retired and childless, or you can be a young couple with kids. People of any age can find something to do here. There are a lot of kids activities, and the kids activities, a lot of them will center up at the Nature Center. Okay. And if you haven't been to the Nature Center before, it's a really great place. They have snakes and turtles, and they have all kinds of displays about wildlife and bird viewing and games for kids, and that's happening every day. But for Roar Day, we're going to have jack-o'-lantern carving or painting. They're going to have a couple of sessions of trick-or-treat for the kids, and what they do is they put the candy into straw piles and let the kids dig around for them. They have all kinds of games that go on, like pumpkin stacking and pumpkin rolling, and it's very much kid-centric. And then there are other things to do. I think that we have the llamas coming again this year, and kids, you know, love any time that they can interact with an animal. So, you know, there will be plenty of things to keep your kids busy.
Okay. So that basically the program, if you will, or that part of the program runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. throughout the park, right?
That's right. And in addition to those things, we're also going to have music going on throughout the day. We're going to have storytellers. And the music will, I think, will mainly be up at the lodge area. But then we're going to have storytellers stationed all throughout the park. And there may be some music going on throughout the park as well.
All right. At 4 p.m., does everything just shut down at that point? Is that pretty much when it's over?
No, not at all. Okay. And in fact, I just thought of something else I wanted to mention. We are having horse-drawn wagon rides from 2 to 5 o'clock up at the Nature Center. But then we are having the wagon rides from 10 to 1 over at the shelter house. So pretty much all day long, you can hop on John Hutchinson's wagon
and
take the ride through the park. Yeah, yeah. John does a fantastic job. So I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that earlier. But we... we'll have these activities going on pretty much until 4 o'clock, and the crafters and the musicians are going to pack up and go home. It will have been a long day for them, mm-hmm. but we're going to transition into something a little bit different in the evening. They encourage everyone that wants to head up to the Nature Center at 4 o'clock. They're going to do one of the trick or treat sessions for the kids at that time. And they'll probably have a bonfire going. The Nature Center will be open. There should be some food there. And starting at dark, they'll be giving haunted hay rides. Mm. And, there are several employees at the park who volunteer their time to put together this haunted trail. And, a few of them, I think, or at least one of them, dips into her own pocket to buy the supplies. And she's so excited to put on this trail, and they get all of their friends and family to come in and help with it. And it's a really great time for everybody, for the park employees and for the lucky people who get to be on the haunted hayride. And those rides will start at dark, probably around 7 o'clock, and they're going to last until 10 o'clock. The last ride will go out at 10, so get there early. You don't want to get cut off.
Okay, and you had mentioned to me earlier that there was kind of a contest going on, too. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, they are offering a contest for, you would win a free night in a cottage, and basically pick up a little entry card. You take it to each of the locations around the park, the Lodge, Shelter House, Nature Center, and Hope School, and have it stamped, and then take it to the Nature Center before 5 o'clock to be entered into a drawing for a free night in a cottage. Mm. So that's a fun way to see everything that's going on and to be rewarded. Hopefully you'll be the lucky person to win.
Okay, so that's a busy day this coming Saturday, October the 27th. Anything else you might want to mention about possibilities, things going on?
Yeah, a couple of other things I wanted to mention is folks can come up and see the new lodge. It's almost complete, and take a tour of the lodge. They can also taste test some of the food that will be coming out of the new restaurant there. Matt Rapicelli and Eric Lee own a business called Edible Appalachia, and they'll be operating the new Lake Hope Lodge. And I think they have some pretty delectable items on their menu that they're planning to serve that day. And also there will be barbecue, or at least some kind of food. I think it's going to be barbecue down at the boathouse that's operated by Uncle Buck's Riding Stable and Dance Barn. And the Moonville Rail Trail Association will be over at the Hope School serving food to benefit their work on their trail. So there's going to be a lot of food, all kinds of food to enjoy. So I think we've talked before, Bruce, that in Vinton County we like to eat. Food yep. is love. So it's everywhere you go.
Okay, so that is going on this coming Saturday, Roar Day, as we call it, Rural Ohio Appalachian Revisited. I'll get that. But we are looking forward to it. Something for everybody, kids of all ages, and just take the opportunity to be a part of this. It is, I can attest, last year I went over and spent several hours over there and enjoyed myself. Also, I don't know that you've mentioned, but we're going to have antique tractors, and I want to get that in because I know some of those people, and they're always willing to talk to you about what they have there, and that's up above in the parking lot, up above the boathouse, I believe.
That's right, and the last I heard, he had 18 antique tractors signed up, so it's going to be a really good show. And last year, it was interesting because he didn't have any two alike.
Right.
So
yeah,
that should be a good time for everybody.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining us today on Experiencing Vinton County. Those of you who are listening, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can also subscribe to us by email right there on the DBK Media Services website, where you may be listening to us at this point in time. Brandy, thanks for being with us. We'll hope that we'll see everybody out there on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. It's been fun.
Okay. So for Brandy Betts and for Experiencing Vinton County, this is Bruce Knox thanking you for being with us and hoping you have a great day.
You've been listening to Experiencing Experiencing Vinton County. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast to discover more about Vinton County, your place for all seasons.